Negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico are ongoing and will continue today, but New England states could be hit especially hard if President Trump follows through next week with imposing tariffs on all Mexican imports. The president says tariffs could eventually reach 25% unless Mexico stops Central American migrants from entering the U.S. That could make imported items such as computers, microphones, and surgical equipment more expensive for Massachusetts and nearby states. Jim Brett is president and CEO of the New England Council. He joins us now to talk about how the tariffs could affect Massachusetts and its neighbors. Good morning, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
Here's a kind of surprising statistic. Massachusetts imports more goods from Mexico than from all other countries except Canada and China, taking in more than $3 billion in goods last year. Jim, what industries would suffer the most if these tariffs take effect?
Well, I think the electric machinery, sound equipment, TV equipment, medical, surgical instruments, optic and photo instruments, nuclear reactors, vehicle parts. And as you mentioned, I don't think people really know the impact that that Massachusetts has in the relationship with Mexico. Putting a tariff on all of these goods coming in from Mexico, Commonwealth of Massachusetts, first of all, the tariffs are taxes. So people have to be mindful that it's a tax on consumers and on customers.
So how do you think it might impact the state's economy?
Well, I think you could see eventually layoffs of companies that have an awful lot to do with Mexico that will say, we cannot sell these products now because of the tariff.
I take it one of the things you're telling us is that local businesses are not prepared for this situation.
They're not at all. Business leaders have already reacted with dismay to the president's statement that he would impose this kind of a tariff on all goods from Mexico. And what I'm worried about is that we have a trade bill that is very important to Massachusetts and New England, and that's the new NAFTA bill that would affect Canada, a second best country that we do business with, and Mexico. I think if this tariff goes through, it puts the nail in the coffin. There'll be no trade bill this year at all.
You speak with federal lawmakers all the time. We know that even Republican lawmakers in the Senate, at least some of them, are opposing the president on this. Whether they actually put that opposition into action is a different story. But Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, says he'll take congressional action to stop the tariffs if they aren't postponed. Are businesses going to support political opposition to this? And do you think that Congress will block the tariffs?
I'm confident that the House will support the elimination of the tariff going into effect. I'm very confident with the leadership of Richie Neal that will be accomplished. In the Senate, I just left Washington yesterday. I talked to several members on the other side, the Republican side in the United States Senate, who indicated they are very upset with the president imposing the tariff. In particular, Senator Grassley of Iowa has already indicated if this tariff goes through, the chances of a major trade bill, a new NAFTA bill, is nil. So Republicans are sounding as though they're not going to support the president. It remains to be seen if they'll actually take that vote. I'm confident at this point to say this may be the first vote that the president may lose if he challenges the Congress on this.
And leading businesses around New England are going to support this, trying to block the tariffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jim Brett, president and CEO of the New England Council Lobbying Group, thanks a lot for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much.